passengers inside the plane calling for help. He went back and lifted a survivor onto his back, carrying him away from the plane to safety. Seoul remembers carrying at least 3 or 4 injured people from the plane. But in fact, there may have been as many as 10. When asked about it later, he said, "I don't know where the energy came from. It felt like I wasn't carrying anything at all." Seoul tore his shirt into bandages for the wounded and used his belt to bind up a man's badly bleeding leg. It wasn't until he stopped and sat down to smoke a cigarette that he realized his own face was covered in blood. When asked how he managed to perform so heroically, Seoul replied, "I couldn't have done it in my right mind." Everyone who knows Seoul describes him as an ordinary guy. His boss describes him this way: "I know Seoul as cheerful and hardworking, but just a normal young man. Now I have a new view of him. He's a remarkable person. We're all very proud." Where does this kind of courage come from? How does a normal person manage to act so fearlessly? Seoul says, "My parents always brought me up to believe people and life are very precious." It was this belief that enabled Seoul, an ordinary person, to do something truly extraordinary and heroic.
Page 34, Exercise B, Listening. Activate word skills. Listen to a news report. Then complete each statement about the story, using a word in the correct part of speech from the word skills chart. Compare your answers with the class.
You're watching 30 Minutes, and I'm Katie Fleming. And do we have a story for you tonight? A terrible tragedy and an amazing heroic act. The desire to save one's own life is an extremely powerful instinct in all of us. It takes tremendous courage to be able to act against such a powerful instinct, to risk one's own life to save the life of another person. 25-year-old tour guide Seoul Ik-soo was returning home with a group of South Korean tourists from a trip to Beijing, China. As the plane prepared to land at Kimhae Airport in South Korea, Seoul was thinking about his wife. They had been married 1 month earlier, and it was their first time apart. Suddenly, the airplane started shaking, and he heard a crashing sound. The lights went out, and a ball of fire ran up and down the cabin. The plane crashed into a mountaintop, killing more than 120 of the passengers on board. Somehow, Seoul managed to crawl through a hole in the side of the plane and escape. Seoul feared an explosion, so his first thought was to run to save his own life. But he could hear the other